scripture today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" When they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Beautiful. Good morning. I know that I have chosen today to preach on a scripture that is likely incredibly familiar to you. My guess would be that for many of you, throughout your life, you have heard a handful of Sunday school lessons centered on this story and at least a few sermons preached on this passage in Matthew's gospel. Jesus walking on the water. Peter stepping out of the boat. Peter taking his eyes off of Jesus. Jesus rescuing Peter. Jesus calming the storm. The disciples worshiping Jesus. The preaching material is abundant here. How many ways this text can challenge us? Three of the four Gospels portray this story of Jesus walking on the water. Matthew, Mark, and John all paint poignant pictures of Jesus walking on water toward his disciples. And Matthew and Mark pair Jesus walking on the water with the story of Jesus calming the storm. We saw this here in chapter 14. These images have captivated people for centuries. Two of Jesus' great miracles, sea walking and storm calming. Miracles, things beyond the human comprehension. Events that defy the practical, the normal, what is humanly possible. Water walking and storm calming. But this story in Matthew's gospel goes one step further. It adds one intriguing, one powerful piece that no other gospel includes. The story of Peter, one of Jesus' disciples who decides of his own accord to do something no one besides Jesus has ever done. Can't you hear him? Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water. Brave? Courageous? Dumb? Utterly crazy? A mixture of it all? Lord, you say it's you out there walking toward us on this storm-tossed sea. You say it's you and not a ghost. You say it's you and not to be afraid. We aren't afraid of the storm, Lord. We've seen storms before, and we've weathered many. It's your figure, Lord, that's scaring us. We've never seen someone doing the impossible and walking on the water. So if, Lord, if it's really you, order me to come to you on the water, in the middle of the storm as waves are crashing against the side of the boat, order me to come to you, and I'll do it, Lord. If you say come, I will leave the safety of this boat and the comfort of my friends, and I will come to you. Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water. Brave, crazy, I leave that to you to decide. I tend to think maybe a mixture of both. A little crazy, after all, isn't necessarily a bad thing. And Jesus uttered the word that has been forever recorded in the pages of Matthew's gospel. The word that drew Peter from the boat's safety to the unknown, frightening waters. Come. And Peter stepped out. And for a little while, Peter's feet glanced against the water as he took steps toward his Savior. For a little while, Peter, one of the 12, was Peter the water-walking disciple. But then, you've heard the story, Peter saw the strong wind and became frightened. As fear took over, he began to sink and shouted out to Jesus, Lord, save me. And as he faltered, immediately, Jesus reached out and caught him. Jesus caught Peter, and as he caught him, we can hear the words he spoke, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Peter, you were walking on the water, but your faith wavered. That's why you began to sink. For years, I have heard Jesus' words to Peter as a rebuke, and more than a gentle one. "Peter, you man of little faith, why did you doubt? You were doing so well, but you let your fear get the best of you. Why, oh, why did you doubt me? You should have been able to do better." Somewhat of a strong rebuke is what I've heard in the past. However, more recently, I have begun to hear these words spoken in a somewhat different spirit. Matthew's gospel. It's the same gospel that just a few chapters later, in chapter 17, records Jesus saying to his disciples that faith the size of a mustard seed is what they need. And a mustard seed? That's pretty small. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So I find myself wondering, was Jesus really strongly rebuking Peter here? Or, and here's hoping you can hear the difference in my intonation, was Jesus saying something along the lines of, "Peter, you man of little faith, why did you doubt?" A question, perhaps a gentle rebuke, but Peter, he had a little faith, a little courage enough to step out of the boat. He was able to hear his Savior's words across the storm-tossed, wind-whipping sea, "Come." And he stepped out. Perhaps Jesus' words weren't such a strong rebuke after all. I don't guess we'll know this side of heaven. But regardless of Jesus' intonation or the degree of his rebuke, the truth remains here in the pages of Scripture. Immediately, Jesus reached out and caught him. And all of a sudden, all Peter could see was Jesus. Sure, it's easy for us to say on this side of things, of course Peter should have had more faith. Peter shouldn't have let his fear get the best of him. Peter shouldn't have begun to doubt. Peter should have stood strong and walked proud, keeping his eyes glued on Jesus. But the truth of the matter is, Peter was human, just like you and just like me. And all the shoulds in the world can't keep us from messing up sometimes. All the shoulds in the world can't help us get it right all the time. We just don't. We don't always get it right. But praise God that in the midst of the shoulds and the reality of the ways we all fall short, God still is right there to catch us. I am so, so glad that Peter heard Jesus' words above the storm, "Come." I am so glad that Peter stepped out of the boat that day and onto the storm-tossed waves. I am so, so thankful for this story. I am glad and I am thankful because I find in this story the incredible challenge to step out of the comfort of my boat and onto the sea, even when I cannot see very far in front of me. And I know that there will be times when I stumble and days when I fall and moments when I don't get it right. But Peter challenges me to step out, trusting that even on those days, God will be right there to catch me. "Come," Jesus said. leave the boat. Step out. Our boats, your boat, and my boat, they probably look a bit different from one another. But our boats, while the shape and color, size and texture may differ, our boats are the places we know, the areas where we are comfortable. Sometimes those boats are good and exactly where we need to be. But other times those boats need to be left behind. Other times we need to be courageous enough to dare to hear Jesus' word to us, come. And we need to risk stepping out. Stepping out. Goodness knows it is not easy. Just like for Peter, it can be terrifying. Stepping out means changing, and changing always brings growing pains. Stepping out sometimes means leaving what we know for something we're not so sure about. Stepping out. Sometimes we step out with other people, and sometimes when we step out, it seems like we are stepping out all by ourselves. We all have our boats, and I believe in one way or another, God is calling us all to step out of them, even if it's just inch by tiny inch. Because God is a God who is always calling us forward, always calling us to deepen our faith, always challenging us to be better. We all have our boats. I wonder if you see your boat clearly. And I wonder if you see how God is calling you to step out. Is God calling you to stand up for something you believe in? Sometimes that's incredibly difficult, as we wonder how others will respond when we make our beliefs known. Is God calling you to open your mind in a different way than you have ever allowed your mind to be opened before? That's not easy. Is God calling you to stretch and do something a bit different than what you are used to doing? That can be challenging. Being stretched generally is. Is God calling you to stay strong in the path you are currently walking because you've already dared to step out? And even though the boat seems to be calling you back to it, is God calling you to keep to the path you are walking? Sometimes once we make a change, we find out that change isn't easy and we are tempted to go back to what seemed easier. Is God calling you to reach out and build a bridge or mend a fence, to forgive and to move beyond what has happened in the past? That bridge building and fence mending, that can be hard and sweaty work. It's not easy leaving those boats that we know so well. Their shape and color, size and texture can be so comforting to us. But I think we all have lessons we can learn from Peter. Peter, you did have little faith. But Peter, you had a little faith, and you stepped out. And when you started to falter, I was right there and I caught you. Peter, with the little faith you had, you stepped out. Peter, I am so proud of you. Brave, courageous, a little crazy perhaps, all mixed into one. It sure can seem a little crazy to leave our areas of comfort. But oh, how worthwhile it can be when we risk stepping out. Now, as with most good analogies, they always seem to break down at some point and not work quite as perfectly as we would like for them to. If we continue the story here in Matthew, we see that Jesus caught Peter as Peter was falling, and together they got back into the boat. Does this mean that God may call us to step out, but will always bring us back to where we are comfortable? Does this mean that Jesus was saying to Peter, "Peter, you were foolish to step out to begin with. Never do that again. Let me bring you back to where you need to be"? I don't think so. I don't believe so for a minute. Yes, this particular analogy breaks down a bit as we see Jesus and Peter climb back on board the boat. But for where this analogy breaks down, the rest of the gospel story picks up. Jesus was never a savior who called for people to remain comfortable. Jesus was the one who originally called his disciples to step out, leaving everything they knew, their homes and their families and their careers, and follow him. Jesus was the one who called everyone around him to reconsider their preconceived notions of women and social outcasts as he stopped to heal the blind and the leper, made time to talk with Samaritans, and brought women into his following, even acknowledging their gifts. Jesus was the one who caused Pharisees to question why he decided to break the rules and heal on the Sabbath. Jesus was the one who ate with everyone, tax collectors, women, children, his disciples, Pharisees. Jesus was the one who pushed boundaries and called others to push them too. Jesus was the one who stepped out to walk where no one had walked before, calling others to follow him. Jesus was the one who tore down walls, challenging others to tear them down too. Jesus was the one who saw potential in other people, who dared to do things differently, who repeatedly loved in radical ways. And Jesus called others to step out of their areas of comfort and do the same. He never promised it would be easy, but he called others to do the difficult and challenging things just the same. So even though Peter and Jesus step back into the boat, and this apparent analogy seems to break down a bit, we cannot ignore the entirety of the gospel story and the absolute crux of Jesus' ministry. Stepping out, that's what faith is all about. Stepping out, that's what God calls us to do. Stepping out, leaving the boat, believing that even when we falter, and we will, that God will be there to catch us. The promise of God in this scripture, as I see it, is that God will be right there to catch us when we falter. And we certainly will do that. We won't get it right all the time, but as we stumble our way forward, God will be right there with us to help us along and catch us when we need to be caught. The question becomes whether we will have the courage to step out. And that is a question only you can answer. I believe that we can step out with God's help. I know we can. I pray that over the storm-tossed waves of our world, over the noise and the distractions that we often create ourselves, I pray that over all of that, we can decipher the voice of God that is even now calling us to come, and that we will faithfully step out. Thanks be to this God. Please join me in prayer. Holy and loving God, we thank you for being the God who is constantly calling us, beckoning us forward on this journey of life. And thank you for being the God who is with us, who promises to catch us when we fall. God, we ask that you give us eyes to see you more clearly, ears to hear you, and God, a heart that is open to following you more and more closely every day. We pray these things in Christ's name. Jesus. Amen.